The Boston Symphony Orchestra is detailing its upcoming season that starts in October. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the BSO's concert schedule is designed to reveal a bit more about its new music director, Andres Nelsons.
Before he's even wrapped up his first season, Andres Nelsons is talking about highlights for his second one. It includes a festival of music inspired by Shakespeare to honor the 400th anniversary of the bard's death.
Romeo and Juliet of Tchaikovsky and Macbeth of Richard Strauss and of Midsummer Night's Dream of Mendelssohn and so many works. And of course, we couldn't put all of them into this, you know, little festival.
Nelson says it's always tough to pick programming because the classical repertoire is so huge. But there are organizing principles. You could look at the music director's current debut season as a getting-to-know-you phase.
It's also capturing what me as a musician can present my heart, my soul, through music.
As for Nelson's second season, BSO Artistic Administrator Anthony Fogg says it's all about
getting on with business.
Fogg says they'll dig a little deeper into the Latvian-born Nelson's musical past and passions now that he's settled in.
So if you look at what we've got, we have this concentration on the music of Dmitri Shostakovich, which is from a period that is very close to Andras's artistic heart. He was one of the last conductors trained in that Soviet system.
The BSO will also record a series of symphonies by Shostakovich with the international label Deutsche Grammophon. As Fogg describes it, pulling together a season can kind of be like putting together a giant jigsaw puzzle.
Except that you don't have the photo on the side of the box to know what the final picture is going to be.
But we do know that final picture will also include concert performances of Strauss's opera Elektra and new casual Friday night concerts for young audiences. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.